Tufts University creates art project to help illegal aliens escape ICE. By Tom Sikata on July 20, 2019. Tufts University announced recently that a new art installation will aim to increase awareness about ICE deportations in America. The ICE escape signs will mimic fire escape signs. According to a report by Campus Reform, Tufts University is teaming up with artist Jenny Pollock to create a series of ICE escape signs that are designed to mimic fire escape signs. Pollock's escape signs will be placed around campus in an effort to bring awareness to the immigration debate taking place in the United States. She's been doing this project since the late 90s, where she's created ICE escape signs, Tufts University's art gallery director Dina Deitch said in a comment. On the visual level, it looks like a fire escape sign, but talks about immigration politics and policies, and it's just called ICE escape signs. Pollock's website says that the artist's escape signs draw attention in ordinary public spaces to those living in fear of being deported by ICE. A decentered public art project, appearing in any venues that ask to participate, order yours today, the site reads. The signs draw attention to the fact that people are living in daily fear of being caught in a raid by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. A spokesperson for the university said that the artwork is meant to provoke dialogue on the complex issue of immigration. Pollock's work is meant to provoke and encourage thoughtful, constructive dialogue, an important aspect of Tufts' commitment to promoting civic engagement in the lives of its students and community members. As a university, we recognize the power of art to stimulate conversation about difficult issues of the day. Inclusion of artwork for exhibition does not indicate university support for the views expressed. Breitbart News reported earlier this month that Tufts University would take down a mural of historical figures in the university's history because they were white. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.